ABC Radio Australia.
Passengers on board an Australian cruise ship that ran aground off the coast of Lae in PNG will be flown out of the country after efforts to refloat the Coral Adventurer have failed. The cruise ship was carrying 80 passengers and 43 crew members when it became stranded on Saturday morning. The owners of the ship say they have cancelled the passengers' trip after repeated attempts to get the vessel off a reef where it's been sitting for the past 4 days. The ABC's Hilda Wayne has been following this story and she joins me this morning out of Townsville. Good morning, Hilda.
Good morning, Jordan. Nice to be with you this morning.
Lovely to have you this morning as well. Hilda, tell me, what do we know about the passengers on the vessel after almost 4 days on the reef? What do we know about their condition?
Yeah, so Jordan, everybody's concerned, local authorities as well. And from what we have so far, the police and the maritime have put out a statement. The company also says the passengers are well. Operators of the Coral Adventure, the ship, Coral Expeditions, have told the passengers that their tour will be ending early and they're expected to be flown out of PNG on a charter flight. Now, the company says it will work with local authorities to refloat the vessel. So a lot will be happening today to ensure the ship gets, you know, off the reef and into the waters again.
Now, PNG's Maritime Safety Agency has been the one at the forefront of responding to this incident. How has the government responded to the situation?
Yes, the Maritime is aware and has been continuing with assessments as we speak, and police are providing security for all those on board. The PNG government really is taking this very seriously, obviously, because of the safety of passengers, the well-being of passengers, and also any possible damages to the ship. And I spoke to Lae MP, who is also the Deputy Prime Minister of PNG, John Rosso, who was in Lae yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
The captain tried to wait for high tide to have the boat refloated again. The first attempt couldn't make it. But we've had the National Maritime Service inspectors have already been to the site, and we have adequate police patrol boat is in the area to provide security, and they are 3 policemen on the ship itself to assist the crew and captain to ensure that all the passengers are safe and the crew are safe. So they're trying to refloat it again. And there's no hull damage or no leaks in the boat at the moment. If they can't float it, then the passengers and crew will be evacuated to Lae.
PNG Deputy Prime Minister John Rosso there. But Hilda, there's still questions over how the Coral Adventurer ended up on the reef near Lae. I understand it's a question the National Maritime Safety Administration is looking into.
Yes, definitely. The PNG Maritime has actually put out an official statement, but has not specifically mentioned why this vessel got stuck in the reef. I've tried to get in touch with the CEO, but couldn't get a response yet. However, the governor of Morobe Province, Rainbow Paita, did suggest the vessel was traveling in a route not normally used by local boats. I've spoken to Governor Paita, and here's what he had to say.
For tourist boats, I think it'll be one of those first incidents where I think the route they took was not usually the route a lot of fishing or cruise boats usually take. But it's, a lot of our local commuters by boats and those boat operators know that the reef is very high there.
And that was the governor of Morobe Province, Rainbow Paita. And Jordan, yes, still a lot of unanswered questions, and I hope we get some of those answered today.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people are wondering. Finally, Hilda, do we know when those passengers will be removed from the Coral Adventurer and how?
Jordan, no, we do not yet have that information yet from the operators of the ship. That information has not been provided, so we will keep a close eye on how things play out today. And it's likely that they'll be brought ashore to Lae first before they will be transported to Port Moresby.
Well, Hilda, thank you very much for joining me this morning with all those updates.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a great day.
That was our reporter, Hilda Wayne, speaking to me there.